Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, and I want to thank our listeners for joining us today. And on our show, my intent is to share information and inspirations, as well as tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And I want to remind everyone that, as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature, so nothing herein should be taken as medical nor as personal advice, nor as a diagnosis or a prescription in any form. You're always encouraged to make your own self-directed choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing information. And today, we'll be talking about making upgrades that support our ascension. And so what if we could feel better, feel more at peace and happier, and feel more satisfied and content, more optimistic and more free, and just to live better and more joy and harmony? Maybe we wish our thoughts were more peaceful and our feelings were more serene, or to have a greater sense of fulfillment. And there are, of course, other examples. And I believe we do have the opportunity to make upgrades at nearly every turn. Each experience we face and circumstance we encounter, and even every thought we have, can offer opportunities for improvements, for advancements. And today, as allies, we discuss these opportunities, each on our own respective journeys of reclaiming the self that we have always wanted to be. So, what are these upgrades? Well, there are many examples of opportunities, and let's get through as many as we can in our time here today, starting with some of the easiest things we can control, and that includes our thoughts. They are ours. They are certainly under our purview, and it makes sense to me to start with things that we have power over, that we have dominion over, and our thoughts can have the greatest influence on our lives. And so, one area that we might have an opportunity to improve upon, and this is one that we've talked about before because it can be so freeing, and when we self-master this, we reclaim so much of our energy that perhaps we had let leak out, energy that we had let unnecessarily seep away, energy that when we stop that leak, we can now put that precious energy to better use toward whatever we want. And so what are we talking about here is letting go of the need to judge others. And I know we've talked about this before. The reason we discuss this again is because truly it should be low-hanging fruit for us, something that is well within our grasp. And once we can reach for and grasp that low-hanging fruit, we receive more sacred nourishment as energy, instead of losing that energy toward wayward thoughts. This area, ceasing to judge others, is one that once we self-master can pay us huge dividends. Because every time, for example, if I go to judge someone, or if I think to judge someone, I lose energy to that. And it holds me and them back. It ties us together unnecessarily in an unproductive way. So, if we can, if we feel we're about to be judgy, just pause and remember that, one, if we're just talking about differences in self-expression, let's say, that we are all having our own experiences, each in our own way, and differences really are a good thing. And two, that if someone is, let's say, in our view, outright misbehaving, if we can remember that people only misbehave if they're feeling stifled or misunderstood or afraid, or worse, are wounded or injured in some way. And we'll come back to the example of people misbehaving, but let's first just talk about the simple differences among people. For example, differences in self-expression. And just as I like to investigate and understand natural healing and to share that information, there are others that would not at all like to do that, and that's okay. That's good, really. Imagine if we all did the same thing. We might not get very far as a society. So I think we benefit when we have different inclinations. For example, thankfully, there are those that enjoy working with technology and figuring out how to make it more beneficial, and those that can engineer or fix things or restore things, or those working in a beneficial healthcare field, or those that create beautiful art or music and so on. And I think many do support diversity of occupation and areas of interest. Maybe not all are in agreement as to what art is preferable, what art speaks to us, but if it speaks to another and can aid another in their expansion or their enjoyment or their journey or in their healing in some way, then that's of value. And so thank goodness for the diversity, really. And I think so many are fine with what others choose to do in these regards, but then perhaps we judge others for other types of differences. So let's extend our discussion about letting go of judgments. For example, if someone decides to, what if someone dyes their hair orange or blue or something? If I were to be at all bothered by that, why? What does it matter to me? Or if someone wants to wear, a hat or other garb that might be something that, you know, I wouldn't. Like wearing, I was going to say like wearing white after Labor Day, but I do. I don't know. I used to hear people say that a lot. I don't get why we're not supposed to. But anyway, I think you get the idea. The point is, what would it matter? So what if someone's to wear some unique adornment of some sort, or maybe they decorate their body in some way? They're not hurting anyone, really. So perhaps instead of judging them, could we be happy for them, actually? Happy that they feel free to follow their own impulses for these things? Or maybe they actually feel a little stifled, but they have the courage to do it anyway. Good for them. So maybe witnessing others following their impulses can encourage us to consider whether there are things that perhaps, and maybe not the same things, but whether there are things maybe that we might not feel free to do, and to reconsider those. Freedom, feeling free, following our own impulses, is a big part of our ascension. Our energy is so different when we feel stifled versus when we feel free. We can feel the difference in ourselves. So living free is quite valuable to us. So opening up our thoughts, expanding our acceptance of others and of ourselves is freeing and can open the gates for a wealth of additional types of flow, of openness, of integrity. And here, I mean integrity in the sense of returning to who we truly are. When we open up our thoughts to be more accepting of others, that can cross over into opening up to new insights in our own lives. I love it when others who are not hurting anyone follow their impulses. Perhaps that will inspire others to do the same. And sometimes impulses are indeed a simple reaction to feeling stifled. In other words, people sometimes just act out against something. But when we move past things, whether thoughts or other, that can result in the confinement of others, we support all in opening to what I'll call our true impulses, the impulses of our heart, of our soul. And we each, more and more, are then able to listen to and follow the most important promptings of our lives. And what a world that would be when we all do that. And we can do it. We can absolutely do it. We can each contribute by releasing others, by releasing ourselves, so we can all fly. When we allow ourselves to do something, just because it makes us smile or makes us happy or makes us giggle. And always, with respect of all other beings, when we follow our hearts, those are all good things. And we know then that we are on the right track. These things raise our energy. They lift our vibrations. And when our vibrations are higher, we are more harmonious and productive. And we are then upgrading. And so how else can we honor our own impulses? Well, how about to say no to some convention that does not feel right to us? Something that we might feel we need to go along with because it's the convention. But if we realize it doesn't feel right to us, perhaps, and as always, I'm not advising anyone here, but we could consider whether we feel declining or taking another path is appropriate for us. The more we can find our freedom, which I talked more about in the last show, but the more we can return to our true and natural selves as loftier beings, and the more we can find our freedom, the more we can open to insights that are truly important to our lives. And related, across various Secrets of Sacred Healing shows, we've talked about the correspondences between our physical and our non-physical aspects. You know, the link between our physical aspects and our mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic aspects, and how everything's connected. And so, if we are not feeling free, if we are feeling rigid or inflexible or maybe too strict or stubborn with ourselves or with others, that inflexibility that we may feel in, let's say, our thoughts can parallel with an inflexible body. And so just simple stretching, whatever feels right to you, or movements that bring more flexibility to the body, yoga, dancing around the house, tai chi, movements you come up with yourself, whatever it is, just simple stretches that you can safely customize for your own needs, all these can help loosen the body and, by correspondence, help loosen the psyche. And something else that can help loosen the psyche and help us let go of judgment, especially when we judge others who are just maybe more open than we are, is the beautiful aroma helichrysum. Now, helichrysum is also known as immortelle or everlasting. The scientific name is Helichrysum italicum, and that's in the Asteraceae or sunflower family. And helichrysum can also help us let go of resentment and anger and bitterness. Helichrysum can help loosen those types of blocks we might have, as well as help bring more understanding and acceptance into our thoughts. And to help us, if this is a challenge for us, to help us just lessen the desire we may have to over-control things. So helichrysum, or everlasting or immortelle, is a really wonderful aroma to work with if you wish. And of course, you can grow the lovely flowers, or there are some good high-quality organic sources of aromatherapy oils out there if you want to check that out. And chamomile. Chamomile can also be helpful, whether as an aroma or a cup of tea. Chamomile can help us be more at ease, more accepting. Chamomile can help us, I'll say, soften any rigid expectations we may have of ourselves or others. And expectations, when we have them, they could actually be holding us or them back if they're even lower than the potential. Now, of course, we can have convictions that are helpful, but if there are things that we know perhaps we should relax a bit, then chamomile can help, and that could be Roman or German, if you wish. And another aroma that can help us be more flexible is lilac. In multiple ways, really, lilac can help us open our belief systems a bit, as well as help us experience more physical flexibility, especially in the spine. And that can be used as a flower essence as well. And another herb that can be helpful as it relates to flexibility is meadowsweet. Now, that's Filipendula ulmaria, and it's also known as queen of the meadow. And meadowsweet, I should say, contains salicylic acid, which is where we get aspirin. So if you wish to work with meadowsweet, please keep that in mind and how that might apply to you. So meadowsweet, maybe taken in small amounts if you wish, and just from time to time, can be helpful in understanding others' points of view and just to be more flexible in our own thoughts, which can greatly enhance our intuition. And another really good ally from the plant kingdom are daisies. Now, there's several types of daisies. Some of them are edible, if you want to check that out. But for daisies, for the edible ones, the petals can be enjoyed raw if you wish. Please be careful to properly identify them first. Or they can be enjoyed as a tea. And daisies can help us to see in new ways. There can be, I'll say, like a gentle nudge towards higher spirituality and deeper understanding, and which can include a higher understanding of others and a higher understanding of our original intent for being and our highest opportunities, all of which can bring us peace and can really help us live the truth that we each have a purpose and a path. And when we live in that feeling, that is certainly an advancement and an upgrade. One which can bring so much more ease into our lives. And what else? Magnesium can be very helpful in supporting flexibility and easing of tensions. So perhaps we can celebrate, or at least be okay with, when others are different, especially when they're simply, without harm to others, expressing themselves in ways that feel right or joyous to them. And maybe let them inspire us. If we've lost or become detached from our, you know, our original, pure, uncomplicated joys, I feel it's not only okay, but it's good to find our joys, to find again what makes us smile and what makes us happy in all ways and on all levels. And I know so many of us were trained out of basic joys at a young age and continued on perhaps throughout our formative years and maybe continues to this day. But we can find our way back. If we can find our way back to those pure joys, our life would open up in miraculous ways, I am sure. So would it be okay if we, for our benefit and the benefit of those around us, at least allow ourselves to remember and tap back into what makes us happy and to tap back into the magic of the world and to what is held in our hearts? When we do that, talk about an upgrade. So I said I would come back to when others, I'll say, misbehave, and I don't want to focus on some of the dire things that can and have happened. That does not help us. So I will just say when others misbehave. And I know it can be challenging sometimes not to be judgy. But if we can first at least distinguish the person from the act, in other words, start by, if we do feel judgy, thinking of our concern as being with the act itself, and separate out and hold distinct the person. So if we can separate the act, which concerns us, from the person, and then if we can hold compassion for the person, knowing that people only misbehave when something's wrong, our thoughts of compassion are far more likely to add to the resolution of something. And it certainly benefits us as well. Our thoughts do matter. All thoughts have energy, and all thoughts add to the collective energy. And I'm going to give you an example here, and this is not so dire. It's not good, but neither is it dismal. And the reason I'm giving a more modest example is to avoid focusing on the more dire things for all our sakes. We don't need to rehash them. It does not help to fixate or focus on bad things. So my example, I love and respect nature. I love the earth, animals, all of us. And out of that love and respect, I do a lot of things. And one of them is I regularly pick up trash when I see it, whether along our road or the roads nearby. I'll put on my boots and so I can get down in the ditches. Or if I'm walking through a parking lot, if I have a free hand, I pick up trash and I take it to the receptacle. And I do not hold negative thoughts towards those that left the trash. I mean, I'm sure some dropped it accidentally, but for those that perhaps dropped it intentionally, I feel compassion. I feel compassion for them that something was bothering them enough that they would do that. Or perhaps some are just, maybe young and acting out a bit. But now I have to say, while I think with compassion and understanding now, I am not sure I always felt that way. I think if I go back many years, I think I might have had some feelings of, dismay. As in, why do people do that? And I realize now that didn't help anything. My thoughts and feelings didn't help anything. And now I generally just feel love for nature and for the earth and for animals and for all of us. it does not help any of us to see trash or litter, and so I want to help. And so I pick it up, and I feel compassion for anyone involved. So if someone in our mind misbehaves in some way, and I'll just continue, thank you for allowing me to use the gentler term misbehave, just to keep this somewhat light. If we can only just remember that people only misbehave if they're wounded in some way. They're hurt or injured or afraid or struggling, and that can take many, many forms, right? And to just send them our blessings, send them our love if we can, that is a much better way to contribute to their healing. And so when we're able to let go of judging others, we have experienced a massive upgrade. Maybe massive is not the best term. A substantial upgrade. That truly is one of the most important things to ever achieve or learn here, to be compassionate of others, always, but especially when they misbehave. And that does not mean we need to get in there and mix it up with them. We all have different roles. Some are meant to directly go in and aid those that struggle in certain ways. Some are not. Or some are only meant to do so perhaps in a specific time or circumstance or with a specific person. But we can all, if you wish, it's always up to you, we can all, from afar, from a safe distance, if you will, although energetically we're all connected, but from an outlying space of compassionate objectivity, if we bless those that are suffering, knowing those that misbehave need blessings even more, we really have made significant progress in our ascension. And you know, another option is, if it just feels too much of a stretch to send your blessings, is we can ask a higher being, an angel, ascended master, whatever feels right to you, to send those that are struggling their blessings. So at least we're not adding to the negative psychic debris of judgment to the situation. And then as best we can, just let it go. You know, holding anger or judgment is not helping forward progress. And I share all this only in support of us. So let's take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit barbarastarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be barbarastarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit barbarastarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website. BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about making upgrades that support our ascension. And we are all in this together. I just want to help if I can, and I am not yet perfect myself. Yet, it is my intent to get there, and I'm getting better and better all the time. And prior to the break, we were talking about letting go of judgment and having compassion, and there are also foods and herbs and flowers that can support us extending more compassion if we wish. And with flowers, they really can offer us accelerated and highly refined opportunities for healing. There are several ways to work with them. Just being in their presence can help because we are multidimensional beings, you know, physical as well as mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual. We can pick up on the healing vibrations of flowers. Flowers display colors and forms and shapes and numbers all in a harmonic sequence that all together transmit a language of light, and that can help gently nudge us to who we truly are, to higher levels of consciousness. And we can also enjoy the benefits of flowers as flower essences or aromatherapy. Some flowers are edible, and we can get benefits that way too. And there are many foods and herbs that can help us extend more compassion to others as well as ourselves, including, well, let's start with Angelica, also known as Dong Quai. That's Angelica sinensis. And I like to work with the aroma of Angelica. That's a very high vibration, like rose. And I like to work with Dong Quai as an herb. And using Dong Quai as an herb, I should say, might not be appropriate for everyone. So please, please check into whether that might be appropriate for you before you pursue it if you want to. And another helpful plant is Eyebright. That's Euphrasia officinalis. And Eyebright, which can be worked with as an herb or a flower essence, is very appropriately named. She can really help us see with higher sight. Eyebright can inspire seeing and comprehending with spiritual sight, to see blessings that surround us, to see the beauty in others, however deep it may seem sometimes. And with Eyebright, we are also supported in releasing any resistance we may have to seeing previously unseen aspects of our own lives, whether things we may have maybe suppressed or blockages we may have. So Eyebright is a really great flower to help us to continue to upgrade in multiple ways. And then hawthorn berries can be helpful. I like to make a tea from the berries. Now hawthorn, that's of the Crataegus genus, can at a minimum be helpful in the release of stress. But hawthorn, as it relates more to our discussion here, can help us find more, let's say, even ground with someone that perhaps we had disliked in the past. And unhelpful thought forms we have been harboring can be more easily removed. Just overall, hawthorn can help us return to a more natural, loving, and understanding nature. And then there's knotweed, which is the Polygonum genus. And this is a really neat little plant that offers far more benefits than its historic treatment might indicate, because it's been largely ignored. It just waits, quietly confident, in her own gifts for those that recognize her. And here again, with the help of this special plant, negative thought forms can be released. I myself would use it as an herb, like a tea. Perhaps the juice, but just a bit. It's very strong and in diluted form. And then there's lavender, for example, as aromatherapy. Lavender can help us align our everyday thoughts and actions to a higher level of grace. So here it can be help us to be less judgy and more understanding. And the benefit of aligning our everyday thoughts to a higher level can translate across many scenarios, right? So lavender is a really good one. And then there's licorice root. Now, this is real licorice, not the licorice candy. And licorice root is most commonly nowadays enjoyed as a tea, often in combination with other herbs. And licorice has many benefits, including assisting emotional release. And for our topic here so far today, in helping us understand each other a little better and release anger or fear we may have toward or of others. And as we're talking about upgrades today, licorice root can help us understand and utilize emotions more effectively, meaning emotions are powerful. They carry a powerful energy, and when we allow them to be understood and worked with and then released, we realize their benefit and their message in helping us address what we need to help us move forward. And the upgrade potential for each of us may be very different, it will, I think, naturally have some overlap as there's similarity in what we all face here, and yet there'll still be uniquenesses amongst us all. And licorice root can help us each recognize the importance of our emotions if we need a little support in that regard or in certain areas. And for emotions that are uncomfortable, you know, we're more at ease with licorice and understanding and addressing them so we can step up and forward in some important way. And then to release those uncomfortable emotions once they've fulfilled their purpose. And then for the emotions that feel good, they have their own power and their own magic. They're like little manifestation vehicles. Just think of enthusiasm or desire. They can propel us higher, and they can steer us towards wonderful things, especially when we can tap into the desires that are keyed into each of our hearts. And in my opinion, it's no mistake, really, that there are so many ancient herbal preparations that include licorice in their blends. There really was a good understanding of the value of this plant, and some today still do understand this. And once again, I encourage that we each check into whether this or any plant or anything is appropriate for us before we move forward. For example, some, when they do use licorice, they only use it for short periods of time, for example, 10 days or 2 weeks, and they take a break. And some don't use it at all. And then there's the plant marshmallow. That's a really good one to work with. I love to make marshmallow tea from the roots or the leaves from the plants I grow. I like to eat the flower buds and the fresh flowers. And marshmallow can really help us develop a softer view and an understanding of others and of life, and to help us relate to others in a more poised way and in some cases in a more nurturing way. Marshmallow can help us, along with the power of our will, to look for the good in others instead of, for example, being stuck in feelings of anger. And another really good one is milk thistle, and that's Psyllabum marianum. And here, it's the seeds that are traditionally enjoyed as a tea. Or some who are comfortable in doing so might work a bit with the juice of the plant. And milk thistle is known as a plant of forgiveness, not only forgiveness of others, but also of ourselves. And this can help us if we feel separate from others in a way or feel lonely in a sense. This can help us remedy that. And milk thistle can support a cleansing of the emotional body. And this is why some experience widespread benefits when working with milk thistle, not only because of the cleansing of the emotional body, but because of the ability to find forgiveness of themselves and others. Not forgiving is a really big block for so many people here on this planet, and I get it, I understand. Forgiveness alone, any we can find, is another key way to upgrade. And let's pause here for another quick break.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit barbarastarflower.com. Remember, help for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, and today we've been talking about making upgrades that support our ascension. And prior to the break, we were discussing plants that can help support us in making upgrades, support us in our ascension, such as in releasing judgments and in building compassion. And so, to continue with just a few more examples, there's also the wonderful aroma of frankincense. And frankincense can be helpful for so many things, really, including what I like to call, I always think of her as supporting our transcendent awareness. And frankincense can help us rise above irritability and worry and can help us release ties to the past, among other things. And then there's pagoda tree. Now, this is a really interesting herb and flower essence with really helpful benefits. And pagoda tree, and that's Sephora japonica, can help us see things from another perspective or point of view, and help us to understand the choices that others, you know, that others might make. And passion flower, that's a really good one for so many things, especially if you feel really, what's the right word here, tense or sensitive, as though everything grates on your nerves, or that enough things grate on your nerves, and passion flower is a wonderful herb to work with. And as with all of this, it's, you know, it's totally up to you. And each of these plants in their own ways can help us to develop or extend more compassion. And they each have additional wonderful properties, some of which I mentioned. So each of these have great potential to help us on our upgrades. And I went through a number of options there. And sometimes when hearing a list of things, such as the list I just shared, something kind of jumps out to us, perhaps a name that resonates with us or something that we were familiar with, or even in the coming days, if the name comes up again or something, or if you just keep thinking about it. In these cases, it might be worth considering whether it's something you want to look into. It's up to you. I just want to encourage everybody's own knowing, their own intuition. And if nothing on this list resonates, that's okay too. I think it's best when we each follow our own inklings on things. I do believe we each know ourselves best. And so what else can help us in upgrading in the ways that we want and improving our lives? I think certainly successfully tapping into our own intuition, speaking of that, and our own clear knowing of things can be very helpful. To have the clarity and to receive insights of what things are most important to each of us can really help propel us forward. So how do we do this? Well, you know, I mentioned before, physical flexibility can help open us up. Another is to trust ourselves and just as much as possible to relax. And when we get an inkling on something and it proves to be correct, just notice and take delight in that. We're more likely to draw more occurrences, I think, when that occurs. And I know people will sometimes say to me that they feel they do not know what's best for them, and I get it. I think sometimes we can feel clouded or as though the answers for us are obscured. And if I may say, please be gentle with yourself. It could be just a matter of timing, as in you'll know at just the right time. It could also be that somewhere along the line we agreed to the false belief that clear knowing is difficult, or it's only meant for a few, or it's not meant for everyone. I believe it is meant for everybody. We are meant to know with clarity what is and is not optimal for us, whether it's things to ingest or to surround ourselves with, or steps to take in our vocation, even in relationships. I believe we are getting there. I believe we each have the potential to get more and more intuitive all the time if we remain open to it. So please notice with delight how often your intuition does work for you. You have a sense, an insight, an inkling. You just do something because it came to you and it turned out to be right. And I believe we each do have intuition. it may be different. We just sometimes need to understand how that works for us and recognize it. And I believe when we do that, those insights happen more and more. And I myself am not yet at the point where I feel I have 100% clarity. And I don't want to limit myself, so I'm going to add not yet. My clarity is actually getting better and better all the time. So whenever I utter or think a limiting thought, I like to add the word yet, as in I can't do whatever, yet. It may seem like a simple word, but it's more than that. We can feel the difference in our energy when we say or think something limiting. That period at the end of that thought or statement has a closure to it. It puts a cap or a ceiling. Yet, when we add the word yet, our energy opens to the possibilities, and our resonance is everything. So there are ways to build our intuition and open up to more clarity. And, you know, another here is just to eat lighter, and there's many ways to do that. And some can be clouded because of something that perhaps they're ingesting, and as always, no judgment here. There are chemicals, even legal ones, that can cloud one's insights. No fault of their own. And excessive or certain types of electromagnetics can make truth more challenging to decipher sometimes, so that might be something to consider as well. Just being busy, running around, or more specifically running around in our minds, having a lot to think about in our minds can cause us to miss important insights. And just being surrounded by physical clutter can clutter our minds and can clutter our awareness. So just cleaning things out, especially things we no longer need, old stuff, unused stuff, broken stuff, that alone, cleaning and decluttering can help open up our awareness. When you feel better after cleaning out a drawer or a closet or organizing something or cleaning out and perhaps donating things you no longer need, when you feel better afterwards, you are feeling the energy shift. And when you can feel the increased lightness after purging things, you are feeling and sensing energy, and you're sensing what environment you work best or live best in. That is a form of intuition. And whenever you feel a sense of relief or lightness, that makes more space for our clarity. In general, when we free up physical space, we can free up mental space. Sometimes, you know, I know people want to move from one home or apartment to another because they know they feel stifled or cramped or confined. They can feel it, and it's good if we pay attention to that. And sometimes it is the square footage of the place or the low ceilings or where the walls are or something else going on. But sometimes it's just that there's a lot of extra stuff. And when we have stuff that we don't need, we can feel it. So just decluttering or purging, organizing, donating if appropriate can make all the difference. Okay. What else can help us upgrade at every turn? Well, another is to recognize whether we have habits or patterns that keep us from advancing. Sometimes from the force of habit, we get stuck or blocked in ways with things that keep us separate from and sometimes even unaware of higher potentials or better opportunities. And sometimes when we have habits, we realize they're limiting us, but we're just too tired to maybe make the changes or we're not sure how to do it. But if we feel in our own choice that we could do better, may I encourage that we be kind and tender with ourselves as we consider, if we wish, whether there are any changes we want to make. We are each different in what works best for us, but we are all absolutely worth pursuing upgrades whenever we can. So let's put in another break, but we'll be right back.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be barbarastarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit barbarastarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advance information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, barbarastarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. I'm Barbara Starflower, and today we've been talking about upgrades and ascension, and we can transform ourselves in incredible ways. We have the magic within us to initiate improvements of all kinds, and we have the support around us, maybe not in a way that we can always see, but at a higher level. At a higher level, we always have that support, I believe. So prior to the break, we were talking about habits and patterns. And so if we know we have a habit or pattern that might be limiting us in some way, when we go to follow that habit, we can, if we wish, perhaps just take a moment just to consider another option. That moment of pause and consideration could be all the opening we need to start a new path. And as we consider the options available to us, like, I wonder how much better this could be, we can feel more and more enthused and empowered to pursue what we feel is better, and then to move continually towards betterment in the pace and in a way that feels right to us, to move towards more happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction. So when we open to other options, open to a wider outlook into better possibilities, and allow ourselves to wonder, I wonder how good this can be. I wonder how wonderful things can be. That can sweep us forward. We can feel the opening those thoughts, those wonderings create in us. We are each so important. We are splendid beings, and we can claim the highest potentials and the highest support in creation. Our vibration is supported by infinite possibilities. We just need to return to that knowing. And if we feel stuck in a rut or locked in an unhelpful pattern, we can feel the momentum that has kept us there, but we can change that momentum and we can change the outcome. I do understand we're in this together. So I do understand that lifestyle patterns have inertia, and the default is often to just continue on as is. And sometimes we just don't feel motivated to change, and we can become ambivalent to our circumstances sometimes, wanting better and so thinking of the reason to change, then thinking of a reason not to change. Perhaps we're tired and don't want to rock the boat. And then we just stop thinking about it. We table it for another day or another year. And what matters really is not what anyone else thinks, but just how do we each feel about that for ourselves. As always, this is up to you. We are each autonomous beings. So if we're seeking upgrades and are ready to continue on with our glorious ascension, how do you see that playing out for you? There are so many other options. So many other areas of general opportunity we could talk about, and I think we each know our biggest areas of opportunity, I think. And so as we consider our own upgrades and how we can progress and advance and improve, how wonderful to know that we have the freedom to upgrade aspects of ourselves if we wish to, in our own way, in our own time, in ways of our own choosing. For example, if we wish to, every time we're upset or unsettled about something, we can realize that represents an opportunity. There is something that could be improved. And I know it could get exhausting if anyone feels like they're always unsettled. But if we just start with one thing, one category, maybe one recurring emotion, it could be a big one, you could choose a small one, your choice. But each time we transcend something, it gets easier and easier. And it is not linear. That's not how it works. When we transcend something, the benefit we receive is closer to exponential than to linear. And that's just part of who we are and our makeup and how things work in this realm. For example, sometimes we can get our feelings hurt around the topic of not feeling fully loved or not feeling loved by perhaps some key people in our lives. And I understand. And this is a tough one for those that feel that way. Because if we have not felt loved, that can affect every area of our lives. And I'd like to offer something that has helped me, and that is to not worry about whether others love me, and just to love them. And to know in my heart that from a higher level, we are all deeply loved and cherished, and allow that to strengthen me and comfort me, to shore me up, to continue on in loving others, realizing we're all doing our best. And so roses can be very helpful here if anyone does not feel fully loved or even if they just feel misunderstood. Roses can help us to have confidence in higher love and to find love in ourselves, for ourselves, and to love others. And being in the presence of roses can be helpful if you like to work with the aroma. And here, I like to work with rose water. It's a much more affordable way to work with the scent of real rose. And rose water is just a byproduct of when they make rose oil aromatherapy. And what else in our time here? Oh, another really helpful upgrade to seek is, and this is easy to say, this remains one of my biggest challenges. So here I'm encouraging myself as much as you. But if we can let go of some of the worry we may have for others, I know. But I keep reminding myself that each of us are magnificent souls. Despite our outer carriage at this time, whether young or old or frail or even furry, however we appear, we are each grand souls. And I encourage myself to see that aspect of all others. And especially so when I'm concerned for them, I even try to be lighthearted with myself, as in, you know, sometimes I kid myself, how dare I think I know what is best for them? You know, especially if they're an adult. And I just try to at least lighten my concern a bit with a little levity. See, when we're able to upgrade to higher thoughts in any area or way, negativity becomes at least softened. It's no longer primary. And colors can be exceptionally helpful in healing. It can never hurt to start with white, to call in white light for ourselves or others, maybe even to imagine shimmering, sparkling, purifying snowflakes gently falling, each with healing gifts and codes and messages. Many colors can be helpful, including gold. So with upgrades, being gentle with ourselves and knowing in the truth of our hearts that we are each at our core beings of light, then return to that. Now, of course, we don't have to do anything if we don't want, but this reminds me of the story of the carpenter, and I'm going to read this story so I get it correct. So here goes. An elderly carpenter was ready to retire. He told his employer contractor of his plans to leave the house building business and live a more leisurely life with his wife, enjoying his extended family. The contractor was sorry to see his good worker go and asked if he could build just one more house as a personal favor. The carpenter said yes, but in time it was easy to see that the carpenter's heart was not in his work. He resorted to shoddy workmanship and used inferior materials. It was an unfortunate way to end a dedicated career. When the carpenter finished the work, the employer came to inspect the house. The employer handed the front door key to the carpenter. "This is your house," he said, "my gift to you." The carpenter was shocked. If he had only known he was building his own house, he would have done it also differently. And so it is with us. We build our lives a day at a time, often putting less than our best into the building. If we could do it over, we'd do it much differently, but we cannot go back. We are the carpenter. And so let's put another quick break, but we'll be right back.
The old ad. adage, smell the roses, still applies. But now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bock. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back. So as we pursue the upgrades that we wish to, the process can become easier and more enjoyable when we let peace be our steering wheel and when we listen to our heart and to our own knowing of what is most important for us at each point in time. We truly are each grand souls, able to learn and grow through joy and through challenge, and we have the opportunity, if we wish, to find the gold in the pain, to find the upgrade available in every challenge. And that reminds me of swans that find nourishment underwater to help them grow from scraggly ducklings into beautiful, graceful beings. We, too, can mine the waters of our emotions and find the gold that supports our own grace and majesty, our wisdom and our ineffable beauty. So thank you for joining us today, and I hope you'll join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing. I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.